Blog Talk Radio.
Franchise Teacher.
Would you like to know how to franchise your concept or grow your franchise business?
Meet the experts at Franchise Teacher.
The goal of Franchise Teacher is to teach, coach, consult, and advise. The team of experts at Franchise Teacher will evaluate your business model and present you with a winning business strategy.
Franchise Teacher will help you decide whether or not your concept works and if it's franchisable. Franchise Teacher is proud to have over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors.
Franchise Teacher are developers of over a dozen franchise systems, which include brick and mortar as well as home-based concepts of nearly 3,000 combined franchise locations.
Whether you need to add more units or get more customers, Franchise Teacher can help. We will teach.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn our proven system.
Coach.
Franchise Teacher will help you provide a game plan to succeed.
Consult.
Franchise Teacher will make sure you stay on track.
And advise.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn from our over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors. Take advantage of our free, no-obligation phone consultation. Simply go to franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
That's franchiseteacher.com. Or call us at 561-385-3032.
Hi, this is Connie McDermott, Administrative Assistant for Franchise Interviews, LLC, and you are listening to Franchise Interviews.
Franchise Interviews, from Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia. You're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 11 years now, we've been asking the French entrepreneurs one one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Peter Holt of the Joint Chiropractic Franchise Opportunity. And based in Scottsdale, Arizona, The Joint is an emerging growth company that is reinventing chiropractic care by making quality care convenient and affordable for patients seeking pain relief and ongoing wellness. Hi, Peter. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Marty. It's great to be on the show. Thank you very much for inviting me.
It's my pleasure, Peter. We always like to ask our guests, where are you calling from this morning?
I'm calling from sunny Scottsdale, Arizona, where our headquarters are.
Oh, fantastic. Well, you're lucky to be in Arizona today, Peter. It's cold here in Pennsylvania, but we had a great Super Bowl last night. So everyone's celebrating. So
yeah, especially if you were an Eagles fan.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny because I traditionally don't root for the Eagles, but, you know, it was like the whole state was kind of like became one last night, you know, because they were just such an underdog. So it was a fun game to watch. But, I am very familiar with your name, Peter. You know, I've been involved in franchising, you know, doing the show now 11 years now, you know, and I've seen your name on numerous occasions. Maybe you could talk a little bit about, you know, your background and why you decided to get into the franchising industry.
Sure. No, it's a great question. That actually, I started my career in franchising on staff at the International Franchise Association over 30 years ago.
Wow.
And that I was hired to help with memberships. And at the time, I knew very little about franchising and even less what a trade association did.
Right.
And that my job was to run around the country and meet with franchisors like The Joint and convince them mm-hmm. to join the association, or if they'd already joined, to make sure that they renewed their dues. And that in that process, just absolutely fell in love with the business model of franchising. So
right.
I ended up, I'd had this really strong interest in international, and so I ended up creating the international division for the association. And then my job was
wow.
to run around the country and recruit companies like The Joint or other franchisors who wanted to go overseas, and then work with the Foreign Commercial Service and embassies to set up pre-screened business appointments for these franchisors interested in taking their franchise outside the United States. In that process, I ended up getting hired by a franchisor, and that
right.
You know, 31 years later, I'm still at it, and so most recently here at The Joint.
That's amazing. So you certainly have this appreciation for franchising, don't you, Peter? It sounds like you're probably going to be doing this the rest of your life. I mean, be involved in franchising to some capacity, aren't you?
I could not agree more that it is just such a powerful business model. And like any other business model, there's advantages and disadvantages to it. But
right.
particularly in the retail sector, I think that franchising creates just this absolutely unique relationship between the franchisor and the franchisee. And when you manage it effectively, it is just remarkable what can be accomplished. And it's certainly what keeps me so engaged in this methodology more than anything else.
That's terrific. This the joint chiropractic, I mean, it's a really interesting concept. When I was studying the model, I said, wow, I said, you know, this is really clever. How do you describe, or what is the joint chiropractic, Peter?
Well, it is a really interesting model. And more than anything else, what we're doing is taking traditional chiropractic care and revolutionizing it by taking it into a retail setting, branding it, making it convenient, taking away appointments, taking away insurance, making it affordable. And so we're taking chiropractic care to people who had literally not had access to it before. 22% of our patients are new to chiropractic. So these aren't people who had insurance or ran out or looking for something else. It's they literally didn't know where it was, didn't know they could afford it, didn't know how to get access to it. And that's how we're revolutionizing the chiropractic industry.
When I was watching the videos, Peter, you know, it was really something really hit me. You know, I'm an online professor in addition to doing the podcast, you know, and I'm sitting at my desk literally all day. But, you know, they mentioned, you know, that, you know, I go to the doctor for a checkup like once a year, and I'll go to the dentist like, you know, maybe twice a year for a cleaning. But, you know, we don't always think about going to the chiropractor, but we should, you know, especially when you're sitting down at a desk all day, shouldn't you?
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. And if you just look at the whole issue of pain in this country, it is considered about a $650 billion spend. Now, half of that is what we lose in lost wages because we're in pain and can't go to work.
Right.
The other half is what we spend to get out of pain. And so then when you break that down a little bit further, $90 billion is spent on back pain. And of that, $15 billion is spent in chiropractic care. And so one of the things that we're trying to do here is not just simply teach you to come in when you are in pain, but then we also encourage you to come back, join as a member, for example. So if you come in, and most people, when the first time they open that door, they're coming in pain. You know, they're hurting, they're saying, gosh, I need help. So they'll come in, they'll see our doctor, they'll get an evaluation, and let's say it's back pain. So they'll come in and say, okay, listen, I have this pain. That the doctor will see them. He'll probably recommend, you know, it's not like a one and done, so you have one adjustment and you're done, but let's say that he says, I need to see you for the next two or three times in the next 3 or 4 weeks, and so that you'll talk with our wellness coordinator and that you most likely will join as a member. And so what that means is that you will pay us $69 a month, and you'll get four adjustments each month for that $69. And then we will be, over time, teaching you that, you know what, this isn't that you have to wait till you're in pain to come back into that door, and that's why that membership is there. You can come in on a regular basis and actually try to stay out of pain. So if you really kind of think of us, in traditional chiropractic care, it's been more like a handyman. So, like, I'm broken, I go in to see my chiropractor, he fixes me. When do I see him again? When I'm broken. And what we're trying to show you is that, you know what, you don't have to wait till you're broken. We're gardeners. And so we can work with you, continue to tend the garden so that you stay mobile, active, and pain-free. And that's the premise of our business model.
It's preventative care. You know, it's and I've had my back go out over the last, I guess, like 13 years, Peter. You know, and it is painful, even when you're sitting at a desk. You know, I mean, it prevents you from doing your job, doesn't it? You know, so... you know, that's why I really had an appreciation for your business. Maybe we talk a little bit about the history of the joint. I mean, how did this whole thing even get started? Who came up with the idea?
Sure. It's another great question. And that we got started in Tucson, Arizona, by a doctor of chiropractic who had this great idea of taking chiropractic and putting it in a retail setting, not using insurance, making it inexpensive, making it affordable, and really open up chiropractic to people who traditionally had not had access to it before. And so so what happens so often when we see these great ideas in a retail setting, whether it's a product or a service, you have your customer base, your patients in our case, coming in and say, wow, this is so interesting. Not only do I love this product or service, is this franchised? And this is truly how so many franchised businesses get started. And so the doctor's looking at that and saying, you know what, why not franchise? And so we did. And so while he may have been a great doctor with a really wonderful idea, then in terms of his capacity to really develop a full-fledged franchise program, it was not his strength. And so if you go from 1999 to 2010, we had roughly, I don't know, maybe a dozen units that opened up over that period. And you know franchising, so a dozen units in that, you know, that's not a good track record for growth. And,
right.
And so what happened is one of the clinics was open in Austin, and a couple of brothers saw this and said, wow, this is exactly the business model that I'm looking for. And so they acquired the concept from the doctor, and that they set up the operations here in Scottsdale, Arizona. They actually hired John Leonisio, who was the founder of Massage Envy. He had just sold his business to private equity.
Wow.
And they asked him to come on board as president. And so from 2010 to when we went public in November of 2014, we opened up 242 franchised clinics.
Wow.
Very, very strong, growth period during that time. Now, the unit economics of this business model are so strong that investors at the time said, you know what? Why just take the top 7% of royalty when we could also have a strategy of corporate-owned clinics? And so that
right.
we went public in November of 2014, did a secondary round in November of 2015, and raised $30 million. And basically in 18 months, we either built or bought 61 corporate clinics.
Wow.
So we have a dual strategy of both our corporate clinic portfolio as well as continuing to expand the concept through our franchise model.
It sounds like a Ray Kroc kind of story, where somebody, comes in and they see the big picture, don't they? They recognize the opportunity. And as franchising is difficult for the average person, it's not easy to do, So it's
absolutely.
And when I was reading the model, it seemed like, you're really disrupting the industry to some extent, because the model just makes so much sense. Every time I go to the doctor, Peter, we always get a bill, saying, we owe this or we owe that, and that's what prevents, I think, a lot of people sometimes from going to the doctor. I'd rather just pay a fixed fee, saying, okay, $69 a month, four visits, then exactly what the bill is going to be, So it's really, it's a very clever model, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think this is one of the challenges we face in the United States is that we probably spend more on healthcare per capita than any nation in the world. And
right.
that we certainly wouldn't say that we have the best healthcare in the world. And there's a lot of statistics that would show that. And one of the
right.
challenges we face is that wherever we go, all right, we have Obamacare and we're going to go to Trump Care or Ryan Care or whatever
right.
else that ultimately is going to become. What we do know is that the insurance companies are going to have a greater role in that relationship.
Right.
And that's what's happening, quite frankly, is, and I don't want to shock you or your listeners, but the insurance companies don't necessarily care about your health.
No.
That what you'll find is that as those insurance companies have that greater role in healthcare, it becomes more and more dysfunctional. And so what you'll see is more and more concepts like ourselves, we're called a direct pay or a concierge service. And what we're doing is we're taking the insurance company out of that relationship between the doctor and the patient and putting them back together where it belongs. And that's I think you'll see more and more concepts that are really pulling that insurance company out of that relationship because it's just not working.
How else does the Joint differentiate itself from, other franchisees in the industry, Peter?
Well, there's, quite frankly, very few other franchised concepts in chiropractic
right.
care in the country. There's
right.
a couple of models out there, but for all practical purposes, it's an incredibly fragmented market. So there's roughly around 39,000 independent practitioners in the United States today. And that one of the competitive advantages that we truly have is a proprietary software that really manages our whole system. So this software is how we house all of our electronic patient records. We use it for the analytics of the business. It's acting as our POS, and that it also helps us in the patient flow in that clinic. And so when you come in as a patient, you literally can go to any one of the 400 clinics that we have in 30 states, and it will pull up your records. We'll see what's happened to you before. We'll be able to provide you the appropriate adjustments or your appropriate service based
right.
on your medical records that literally are available to any clinic that we have. And that's a really strong competitive advantage. I think one of the things that really distinguishes more than anything else, and we will spawn all of our competitors, is that we just have that first mover advantage. We're sitting here with
right.
those 400 clinics in 30 states, and that there's just nobody out there today that's doing what we're doing. So that's it's a very strong competitive advantage, just having that first mover advantage in this industry.
That's terrific. We had a neighbor, Peter. He I guess he graduated from chiropractor school, and you know, I think like a lot of chiropractors, they think they could just go into their own business or open their own business, you know, and, you know, he mm-hmm. was really struggling for a very long time, you know, because business is hard, as you know, isn't it? You know, and that's certainly one of the benefits that you get from franchising, too, is that, you know, you
no
have
question.
This system, you have this model.
Well, and this is the point, is that if you look at the chiropractic industry in this country, there's 30,
right.
are there 16 accredited schools. They're graduating roughly about 2,400 new doctors every year. And
right.
that those doctors aren't necessarily being trained on how to run a business. They
right.
may be wonderful chiropractors as they come out, but it's about
exactly.
you know the operations, the training, ongoing support, the marketing, all the elements of what it is to run a small business, which is why franchising as a model is so powerful. So
right.
what it really does allow is the doctor to focus on what his great strength is, and that would be delivering the chiropractic care as opposed to focused on you know the running of the business. Now, in our model, what happens is that you can actually be the doctor of chiropractic so that you
mm-hmm.
can come out of school or you can be in practice and say, you know what, I'm finding it too difficult to deal with the insurance companies. I need a PhD in insurance forms just to get my reimbursement. They're lowering my reimbursements. It's more and more difficult, and we hear this all the time.
Right.
And so they say, you know what, I want to buy this franchise. And so out of those, we have roughly the 400 units, roughly 50 of them are corporately owned or managed, and then the balance is franchisees. And of those franchisees, one-third of them, the franchisee is, in fact, the doctor of chiropractic. The other two-thirds is, in fact, you know, is the franchisee who hires the doctor of chiropractic. So you don't have to be a doctor of chiropractic to own or manage the joint chiropractic clinic.
There's a benefit too, isn't there, Peter? I mean, because again, you've been doing this a long time now, you know, of having those corporate clinics. I've had franchises, you know, over the last on the show where they have a lot of franchises, they don't have a lot of corporate owned businesses, you know. So sometimes I think that they may not have a full understanding of maybe what's going on out there. So there certainly is that benefit there of having the corporate clinics as well, isn't there?
Absolutely, because what it does is really give you as a franchisor enormous skin in the game in the sense that you're dealing
mm-hmm,
with all
right.
the issues that your franchisees are every day, and that so it gives you an empathy and understanding that is hard-pressed to get any other way. Now, every franchisor has their own business model, and whether they can afford or whether they have if the unit economics are strong enough for them to have a corporate portfolio. What I've seen certainly over the years, and whether we're talking about McDonald's or anybody else, is that historically, franchisees, as a system, I'm not talking about one unit, because anybody can run one
right.
unit, whether it's a corporate or a franchisee, but when we're talking about systems,
sure.
is that what you'll find is that historically, franchisees outperform the corporate equivalent by about 20%.
Yeah, I've seen
and
that.
So what that means is if you don't have that 20% in the unit economics of your business model, then you really can't afford to do a corporate clinic portfolio because it's
right.
the numbers just don't support it. So you really have to stay focused on, you know what, we need to be focused on the brand building side of this business. Because, again, why are we franchising? This isn't about delivering chiropractic care in one unit and having it just, you know, you'd get wonderful care under this
right.
clinic and at a reasonable price. We're building a brand. And that the,
right.
in small box retail, and when I say small box retail, and that's the space where I spent most of my career, all I'm talking about is that 1,000 square feet in line, anchored by a supermarket. It's where we get our haircuts, where we buy a frozen yogurt, where we ship
right.
the package, and now get chiropractic care. And in that space is that one of the most powerful tools we as a franchisor have to build that brand is our storefronts. And so I think
right.
that's what you see so often, particularly in the retail sector, is it's not as much a focus on corporate growth, but really focused on getting the clinics or the units open, which is building the brand so more and more patients or customers open that door.
That's well said. So what types of characteristics do you look for then, Peter, in your franchisees for the joint?
I think the most thing that we're looking for is successful business people. Is
mm-hmm.
that, I mean, this is a business, and I talk a lot about
right.
this in franchising, is that, and we say, okay, you're in business for yourself, but not by yourself. Well,
right.
this is your business. And so every time I talk to a prospective franchisee, you know, they all have the same first question. What is it? How much money am I going to make?
Right.
And it's the right question to ask. I don't want a franchisee who comes in and says, I don't care how much money I make. I just want
right.
to own the business.
That
exactly. isn't necessarily your best franchisee. So
right.
I'm looking for franchisees who are passionate about the concept. They're passionate about the business. That they're successful business people because in the end of the day, this is their business. I'm
right.
providing them an operating model. I'm providing them a building of that brand. They're going to pay me a franchise fee and an ongoing royalty, and they're going to put up the cost to build that unit and then to get it to break even. But it is their business. And so what I look for more than anything else is the franchisee that profoundly understands that. And as we talked a little earlier, is it's kind of funny about franchising, like whether you're trying to be a franchisor or you're trying to be a franchisee. In a way,
mm-hmm.
there's nothing intuitive about it. You don't wake up and, oh, now I'm a franchisor, any
right.
more than you wake up and say, oh, I paid you a franchise fee. I must be a good franchisee, right?
Exactly.
So
exactly.
you have to spend the time to educate your franchisee on what it is to be a franchisee. What's your roles? What's your responsibility? And I'm going to hold you accountable to them. But then you have to
right.
understand my roles and my responsibilities. And when you lay that out clearly for both parties to understand and you're on a concept that really has relevance, that's when you really start seeing the magic happen. And I think that's what we see happening here at The Joint.
That's terrific. What you've been doing this such a long time, not to make you feel old, Peter, but, you know, 30 years, it's a long time, you know. So when I have someone like yourself on the show, I always like to ask the question, you know, what advice would you give to our listeners in their quest to buy a franchise? Because, as you know, there's so much out there today. I've seen numbers, 2,500 systems, 3,000 systems. And, you know, when someone says, you know, I want to look into franchising, I think it's a little bit overwhelming in the beginning stages
sure.
for them, you know. So from everything, you know or learned up to this point, what advice would you give to our listeners in their quest to buy a franchise?
Well, I would say, first of all and foremost, I think this is true in almost every franchise concept that I worked with, is
mm-hmm.
really follow your passion. I mean, this
right.
isn't just a passive investment, like, okay, I've got X dollars, I'm going to invest it, I want a Y return, I get it or I don't. If that's the case, you know, we're public, buy our stock. All you have to
right,
do is
exactly.
hope that it goes
right.
up, but you don't have to put anything else and just watch it. It'll go up, it'll go down, and that's it. And so what you want as a franchisee is, this is your business. This is something that you're going to be putting your heart and soul into, and you want to make sure it's something that you really care about. And my experience
right.
is that the people who want to buy automotive aftermarket are different from who want to buy frozen yogurt, or even different from chiropractic care. And so you want to make sure that as you're looking at the opportunities out there, very rarely have I ever seen a franchisee come to me and say, you know what, I don't really care what the business is, just tell me
right.
how much money I'm going to make and what I'm going to pay.
Right.
I mean, you're looking for people who have that passion, because that's how you build the business. That's how you're successful. The second thing that you really want to do is make sure that there's a real clear understanding of the roles and responsibilities for you as a franchisee and for the franchisor. And they should be clear up front for both parties. So if you're going into this relationship expecting the franchisor to do the marketing for you, to run the business for you, to take
right.
care of all the elements of what it is to operate in that market, then you know what? There's probably there's a misunderstanding of expectations
yeah.
here. And so it's really important to understand, this is your business. And so make sure that the franchisor is laying that out for you as well, that making clear to you what your role is in that relationship, and that you're getting the tools and techniques to be able to execute that role.
Yeah, I think that's so important, because I think that, you know, again, doing this such a long time now, Peter, you know, again, not as long as you, but, you know, I think there are people who, you know, are probably a good match for franchising, but I think, or I suspect, you know, through research that, you know, some people just get involved in the wrong franchise opportunity, don't they? Because they don't have that passion and that spark.
Well, and that happens. It's because, again,
yeah.
there's, and I talk about franchising so many different ways, and that and one of the things I will always say is that, listen, there is no guarantee that a franchisor is going to be successful. I can never
mm-hmm.
guarantee to you as a franchisee that you'll be successful.
Right.
You want to do your homework. You want to make sure that the concept that you're investing in has opportunities. You want to make sure that you're getting the systems in place so that you can execute to the concept. In the end of the day, that there's, you know, there's franchisors fail just like franchisees fail. And so what's really
right.
important is to make sure that you're looking at that right, you know, something that has legs, that's more of a trend than a fad, and that it's something that you really care about, that's important to you, because in the end, this is your business that you're going to continue to be, you know, dealing with every day.
Right.
And then I think that's what the real drive is of why it's
sure.
successful.
I think that's, yeah, I think that's great advice. So this concept, Peter, I mean, it's certainly national. It could even be international. I mean, where is the joint looking to grow?
Well, right now, we on our footprint of 30 states, we're predominantly, I mean, California is our number one state of units. We have, I think, a little over 70 units operating there. And then if you kind of go through the south-southwest, that's where you see our largest footprint. I think
right.
our greatest opportunities are up the north and northeast and then the Midwest. Ultimately,
yeah.
we, based on our own analytics and kind of who's using chiropractic care and where are similar characteristics, is that we can see that there's room for a minimum of 1,700 units across this country
right.
following the joint model. And I think that's still conservative.
That's terrific. And I mean, if you're looking to that crystal ball, I mean, maybe, 5 years, 10 years down the road. So is that the ultimate goal then, Peter? I mean, could you see this concept, going international at some point?
Absolutely. There's very much a space of chiropractic care outside the United States. Canada,
right.
Mexico,
sure.
Australia, England, Germany are all markets that have chiropractic care as a part of their offering of medical services in those countries. And so most of my career has actually been international, so I'm quite familiar
mm-hmm.
with the challenges that you face when you're taking a concept
right.
into a new market. But I absolutely would see that over time there's opportunities for this concept outside the United States.
What's the best way for our listeners, Peter, to get more information on the joint as a franchise opportunity and even the service itself? Are there any websites that they can go to?
Yeah, absolutely. You can go to our website, which is thejoint.com.
Okay.
And if you're specifically interested in franchising, we have a standalone website that's called thejointfranchise.com. And that you'll find a wealth of information both from a perspective of a patient or as a potential franchisee.
That's fantastic. It's been great having you on the show, Peter. I'm glad I got to talk to you today, and I'd already like to invite you back as the joint continues to grow, because I think this is a wonderful franchise concept.
Well, Mari, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to be on the call with you, and that look forward to coming back.
Thanks so much, Peter. The pleasure was mine. We'll be right back with more Franchise Interviews.
Coming up on segment two, you're going to hear what every franchisepreneur needs to know before buying a franchise. We're going to play a clip from our popular Great Quotes in Franchising podcast right here on Franchise Interviews.
Are you looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing, helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822. Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 8 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Today's Great Quote in Franchising is being brought to you by
Franchise Teacher.
Would you like to know how to franchise your concept or grow your franchise business?
Meet the experts at Franchise Teacher.
The goal of Franchise Teacher is to teach, coach, consult, and advise. The team of experts at Franchise Teacher will evaluate your business model and present you with a winning business strategy.
Franchise Teacher will help you decide whether or not your concept works and if it's franchisable. Franchise Teacher is proud to have over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors.
Franchise Teacher are developers of over a dozen franchise systems, which include brick and mortar as well as home-based concepts of nearly 3,000 combined franchise locations.
Whether you need to add more units or get more customers, Franchise Teacher can help. We will teach.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn our proven system.
Coach.
Franchise Teacher will help you provide a game plan to succeed.
Consult.
Franchise Teacher will make sure you stay on track.
And advise.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn from our over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors. Take advantage of our free, no-obligation phone consultation. Simply go to franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
That's franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, we've been hosting franchise interviews now almost 6 years, and during that time, we've had some incredible quotes on the show. Today, you're going to get to hear from Carol Mercurio, and she talks about a subject that we talk frequently on the show, which is following the franchise system. She gives a lot of great other advice in addition to aspiring entrepreneurs, but I just thought her advice was fantastic. So here we go with Carol Mercurio, franchise consultant.
It is, because success means different things to different people.
Right.
You know, there are people that could be very happy making $40,000, $50,000 a year, and there's others that would just never tolerate that. So you have to pick the right opportunity. It's going to meet not just your personal goals, but your income potential as well.
You have to like what you're doing, and most of the time that'll turn into making more money. So.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, the truth is that franchising really isn't for everyone. You know, it's, Michael Gerber, you know, one of your guests who is one of my heroes, so to speak.
Right.
I love his book. I recommend his book all the time.
Yeah.
And as he says, you know, there's a difference between an entrepreneur and what he calls a technician.
Oh, absolutely.
So, you know, and we'll go into that if you want to move forward in the
Sure, absolutely.
Slide.
We'll go to the next slide, and that's slide 4, Carol says, that's all great, but...
Do you have what it takes? And,
right.
and that's really what this presentation will help people do. When I do this presentation live, it takes about 2 hours, and, you know, there are people at the end of the presentation will run to the front door and can't get out fast enough. They're scared to death. Or you have
sure.
those folks that just linger on because they really want to learn more and educate themselves to see if this is the right fit for them. But there's a lot to figure out, you know, before you actually can pull the trigger and make that decision. And as you mentioned just previously, the due diligence is imperative.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to do a good job of figuring that out. You know, is it the right connection personally, and are you connecting with a company that you feel is a comfortable marriage between the two of you?
Absolutely. Right.
And so that's what we're going to do is help determine if this is, in fact, the right path to explore. And then we can move on to motivation.
Okay.
And, you know, if you know, for me, I think motivation is really, really a major component of this whole process.
I agree.
If you're not motivated to do this, don't do it. If somebody tells you you should do it for a variety of different reasons, but it's not your own passion,
right.
you probably won't do well at it. And, you know, there's two different types of motivation. There's positive motivation and there's negative motivation. So you have to think of it, is it an inspiration? Are you inspired to do this, or are you desperate to do this? There's a big difference here.
Absolutely.
Are you, you know, running from something, or you're running towards something?
Right, right.
And, you know, for me, I work with a lot of folks that have been downsized, and they're in transition in life, and I certainly can relate to it. But they may go to looking at a business because they can't find a job. Or maybe lesser positions are offered to them, less money, less title, or maybe their severance is about to end and they need to make some decision quickly. Bad choice.
Right.
It's not a good reason to buy a business. It's
like a last resort type of decision. So you can quickly determine part of your services is finding out that motivation level pretty early on.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I won't move forward in our consultation until that candidate can tell me what their reason is.
Right.
And it's not just because, you know, I want control over my destiny. Who doesn't?
You know,
everybody does.
That's true.
They want to make more money. Who wouldn't?
Right, absolutely.
You know, it has to go layers deeper than that, or as I look at it, you know, having a burning desire. Or I'll add to that a little pain. You know, if you can't relate to the pain, then there's no reward at the end.
Absolutely.
And going into business for yourself can be painful. You know, with franchising, of course, it's a little bit easier because you have all the support. But it's still you're starting a business from scratch.
That's
and you have to
night.
Really
we
want
talk
it.
About. Right.
I'm sorry.
Right. We always talk about that, that there's no guarantee of success, but if you follow the system, work hard, look at the stats we just went over. I mean, the failure rate's so low. And then with getting the right
match,
you know, consultation from someone like yourself, then,
right.
you know, you should be okay.
Well, and it's true. And, you know, the systems that are in place with franchising are the major reasons why people gravitate to franchising. But if you're not the personality to follow a system and you're more of that entrepreneur, as Michael Gerber would say,
right.
the best way to describe it is you can't paint the golden arches green.
Right, right.
You know, it just won't work.
Absolutely.
Either you follow the system and you'll be successful or not. But most importantly, there has to be a motivation. And everyone's motivation is different. You know, the way I help people see things is if you look down the road, say, the next 3-5 years from today, how do you see your life being different, if at all?
Right.
You know, what do you want to accomplish? You know, and for some people, it might be doing things that they've just missed doing, like having the freedom to play golf or, you know, having the money to buy a boat and taking their family on it and being with their family and having that quality time that they just don't have in their current world.
That's interesting. So you consider that positive motivation because that's the whole big picture of success in business, working hard and then having all that personal stuff on the side.
Oh, yeah. What's the end result look like? You know, what is it that you want to accomplish by being in business for yourself? I mean, what is your burning desire? Where is the pain now? I mean, if you look at your current situation today, you know, I'll have people that I'm working with that are making, you know, well over six-figure incomes, and they...
Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you again soon with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising from Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.